We try not to catch people in lies when it's in fact a mistake. But what we really want to do is we want to be able to verify testimony given. For example, the former ATF director gave us 2 days of sworn testimony in which he talked about some documents, some emails that he sent to various people. Those are among the documents that we've asked for that we can't find any form of executive privilege on, and yet they've not only not been offered to us, but even today when representatives of my office and the Speaker's office went to the White House to try to make a last-ditch deal, those were not records they were willing to offer to us.
Congressman, it seems to me, and maybe I'm reading into this, that, you know, the president's precipitating here a constitutional crisis in many ways. By invoking executive privilege. He's going to have to explain on every one of these documents why he wants to invoke executive privilege. Now, that'll probably get him past the election. It seems to me that there had to be some political calculation here. Either what is in that those documents is so embarrassing, so damaging, that they didn't want to release it, and that they would rather go through this crisis, even though 2-1, there was a poll out today, the American people said that the president was not right to assert executive privilege here.
Well, ultimately, this bears a striking resemblance to something that happened when I was a very young man and you were probably a young boy, and that was when Nixon pushed the emerging discussion and discovery of the plumber's activity at Watergate, pushed it past the election. Ultimately, he won that election overwhelmingly, and then the facts eventually came out. In this case, I don't believe the fallout is directly the president, but he is pushing on behalf of key people who worked for him this issue probably past the election, hoping that his popularity will prevent us from getting to the truth.